When you think sports, think News Radio 1070, WKOK.
The Shikellamy Braves play on News Radio 1070, WKOK.
2-on-1, bounce pass, right side, got it!
Braves basketball is sponsored by Glick's, Murray Motors Chevrolet, APW, Zimmerman Motors, Slavinsky Law Offices, UPMC Susquehanna, Carpet Man, Ad One Advertising Specialties, Sunbury Motors, Peters Home Appliance Center, W&L Subaru, Purdy Insurance Agency, Garfield's Restaurant and Pub, and Little Addie's Cafe. Now, let's go courtside with Kevin Herr and the Chief, Dave Ritchie.
Tonight, it's a showdown between the team from Cole Township and Lawrence Regional that made it to the Eastern Final and became the champion in 2018 and fell just a few minutes short of the state championship in Lawrence Regional. They take on the 1-2 Shikellamy Braves tonight here in the Phil Lockoff Gymnasium in the Shikellamy Fieldhouse. As we mentioned, Lawrence Regional, last year's Eastern champions for 2018. They have been state champions in 1990. Eastern finalists a lot in the 80s, district champions numerous times, including 2018 as well, and the Schuylkill League champions from 88 to 90, and the Anthracite League champion in 79 and in 1980. Tonight they come in at 2-1 on the season, their only loss coming at the hands of Allentown Central Catholic in the opening tournament over the weekend. But they play about seven guys, and that'll be about it. As a matter of fact, the JV had five guys on the team, so they played a quick JV game, seven-minute periods. Shikellamy with a huge win. They also went to six-minute periods in the second half because of the big lead that Shikellamy had. So we are going to get underway here in just a few moments. Bill Ziegler will join us next as we bring you Shikellamy at 1-2 and the Lawrence Regional Red Raiders at 2-1. On WKOK and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Ad One Advertising and Design supports Shikellamy Winter Sports and your team too. Listen up, teams of all ages and sizes. Ad One has your apparel just waiting to take you to the next level. Shirts, unis, warm-ups, and more. Booster clubs? Yeah, we've got your swag too. Tees, hoodies, hats, whatever. Tell your coach and parents clubs Ad One will put your logo on it. Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, New Era, just to name a few. You look good. Logoed by Ad One Advertising and Design, Sunbury. 570-286-1111 or online. MyPromotionalNeeds.com.
You know the old saying, you never know what you have till it's gone. Now think about your appliances. You expect them to be there washing your clothes, doing the dishes, but when they break down, you begin to wonder what you'll do without them. Don't panic. See APW instead. They carry all kinds of parts from small to large for every name and every type of appliance. If the part you need is not in stock, they'll gladly order it for you. Save money. Fix it yourself so your life and your appliances can keep humming along. APW located on the rear of Market Street in Sunbury. You're always covered with APW.
I can still remember the kids rolling around on that comfortable living room carpet.
Remember when they were babies, they'd bang those pots and pans on the kitchen tile?
I still remember the sounds of soccer and baseball cleats running on those hardwoods, and you yelling, "Leave the shoes outside!"
These floors have seen a lot, and they still look so good. They've got some good years left on them.
Just like we do, honey. Right?
You bet, my dear, you bet.
Carpet Man in Milton.
Flooring for life.
Oh, what do you get someone that has everything? What if they don't like the color, the size, the style? I was so confused last year. Not this year. I'm buying my friends and family gift cards from Garfield's Restaurant and Pub. Purchase $25 in gift cards and receive a $5 gift card free. And the more you purchase in gift cards, the more you get free. And I like free. Plus, they have a delicious $10.99 steak special in November through December. Quench your thirst and wash it all down with a refreshing cold Dr. Pepper. Catering is available, too, for your next holiday or party. It's always great times, great taste at Garfield's Restaurant and Pub in the Susquehanna Valley Mall or online at garfields.net.
Growing up in the construction business, my dad always taught us that quality wasn't just a word that you throw around, it was a way of life. When you choose quality, you'll get what you pay for. That's how I've always felt working with Glick's here in central Pennsylvania. The garage doors they offer are high quality and their installers do a fantastic job. If you're looking for a quality garage door, then Glick's should be your first call. I'm Todd Ross and I'm happy to recommend Glick's.
Welcome back to Shikellamy. Kevin Hur with Coach Bill Ziegler. The Shikellamy Braves, big test tonight with Lords Regional. This is a team that can put some points on the board.
Yeah, absolutely. They went to the state finals for a reason last year. And, you know, two of the three big scorers are back. So they're going to be a tough test today.
Yeah, and you can't really focus on Sandry. You can't really focus on Schultz. You got to focus on both of them. How do you do that?
Well, it's more Schultz and Ty Klumbera. Klumbera is averaging 21 a game right now, and Schultz is averaging 19. So right there's 40 of the 50-some they're scoring, and Sandry's just a hair under 10. So, yeah, those three are definitely going to be a focus tonight.
Yeah, and what again, defensively, it's got to be one of those times where it's one and done.
It has to be one and done. I mean, I look at us compared to them, and I think we're a little bit bigger than they are, other than Schultz, man for man. Other than that, I think we're a little taller than them. I think we're a little thicker than they are. So we absolutely have to limit them to one and done. And conversely, at the other end of the court, you know, us getting second and third opportunities is going to be, you know, play a major role in the game.
You know, this is a team that's not going to go very deep in the lineup, maybe seven guys at the most. Is this an opportunity to try and be a little bit more aggressive, maybe get them into foul trouble?
I'm hoping that. I'm hoping also to keep the pace up a little bit, because they not only do they only go seven deep, but they played last night against Montoursville, so I'm hoping they're a little leg tired, and you know, if we can keep the pace up a little bit, hopefully that'll pay off in the second half.
Thanks for your time, Bill. We'll check in with you after the game.
Thank you.
You're listening to Braves Basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Shikellamy sports fans, our team knows how important it is to warm up before each basketball game and wrestling match. Well, Little Addie's Cafe Market Street Sunbury can help you warm up too. Little Addie's features mochas, espresso, lattes, and innovative seasonal drinks. Homemade breakfast and lunches every Tuesday through Sunday, so you can kick back any day or weekend with their homemade soups, sandwiches, and weekly specials. Visit Little Addie's Cafe on Facebook or Market Street Sunbury. Upgrade your day.
Attention homeowners, did you know you can help keep your appliances working efficiently? The appliance experts at Peters do. If you're not vacuuming under and behind your refrigerator at least twice a year, you're robbing your refrigerator's ability to run efficiently as it can. What's worse, if left undone, your refrigerator can overheat, causing failure. That's because your refrigerator relies on proper air circulation to dissipate heat energy being removed from inside. Peters Home Appliance Center has the answers to all your home appliance needs. They've been helping appliance shoppers over 50 years. Peters Home Appliance Center, Market Street, Sunbury.
Murray Motors Chevrolet has everything a dealership should have, from an experienced sales department, body shop, parts, and of course, full service department, with easy, convenient drive up and drop off. Murray Motors Chevrolet has a bigger selection of new Chevrolets in stock, backed by a lifetime powertrain warranty on the engine and transmission. And you always get the Murray Motors price match guarantee. Online at murraychevy.com. Murray Motors Chevrolet, still a half a mile south of Susquehanna Valley Mall, Sealensgrove.
For nearly 100 years, Purdy Insurance has been your locally owned, family-operated source for insurance products. With a staff of over 20 and partnerships with some of the industry's most trusted companies, Purdy has the experience and resources to get the job done. Whether you need personal, home and auto, or complex business insurance solutions, Purdy will help you navigate through the process. Call today at 570-286-5855, or better yet, stop in their Sunbury office to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
Kevin Hur along with the Chief Dave Ritchie. We are at the Shikellamy Fieldhouse of the Phil Lockoff Gymnasium tonight as the Braves get ready to take on the Lords Regional Red Raiders. Red Raiders in colors cirrus and white. Is that correct?
We talked about that before the game, yeah. All right? I would just rather say they're red and white.
That's not what the sheet says.
I know, but it says cirrus.
So C-E-R-I-S-E.
Is it cerise?
Could be cerise.
Cerise? We're going to have to look that up when we get time.
Yeah, because there hasn't been a whole lot of it tonight with a quick JV game.
And they even gave us a little bit extra time in between games. Of course, the officials over here yelling at us. I mean, we're just going to start on a regular time.
slight broadcast delay
they
for
get
us.
Paid, they get paid their
either
money
way.
No matter what.
That's
and,
right.
And I can almost guarantee that they're getting paid more than we are.
2-1, Lords Regional taking on Shikellamy tonight. The Lords Regional Red Raiders coming off of a win last night against Montoursville. We'll start with Garrett Timko. Timko, a 5'10 sophomore at guard, averaging 2 points a game and 50% from the free throw line.
Thomas Schultz, the 6'6 senior at forward, averaging 12 a game and 36% from the free throw line. Ty Klimbera leads all scorers, averaging 20 a game and 81% free throw shooter for the 5'10 senior guard. Adam Sandry, a 5'9 junior guard, averaging 10 points a game and 76% free throw shooter for Lawrence Regional. That's Timko Schultz, Klimbera, Sandry, and Jacob Reese, a 5'10 senior listed as a center. I think that might actually be guard, though. 5'10 center would be a little bit small.
Well, once in a while, you know, they put a kid that doesn't have the physical stature and give him that title because that might be the position he plays.
So that's what we're we'll go with that for now.
I wouldn't know that that Mike Klimbera would make any mistakes on his rosters. I mean, DAD, he's a pretty efficient guy.
No, he is. He is.
Mike's been doing this like for 2,000 years, all right? So, and he's always been efficient.
Well, the Red Raiders are under the direction of James Sandry in his third season at the helm. Shikalimi will start with Ulysses Mercado tonight. He's averaging 3 points a game, a 50% free throw shooter on the year for the 5'9 senior forward. Nate Minear is the junior guard, averaging 5 points a game and is 4-for-5 this year from the free throw line. Is tied for the team lead in steals and points off turnovers. Braden Long, the sophomore, the 6-foot guard. Long, 46% free throw shooter on the year, averaging 10 points a game, is also tied for the team lead in steals. Nate Luciano, the 5'10 sophomore guard, getting the start tonight, averaging 2 points a game, tied for the team lead with 3 steals, does have 1 charge. That is the team lead there. And we believe that it will be Chad Blacius getting the start at forward. There was no notch at the forward position officially from Coach Bill Ziegler. We believe it's going to be Blacius, a 6'3 forward. Blacius has not been at the free throw line yet this year. He is averaging 1 point a game at this point. Shikalimi giving up 57 points a game and averaging 57 points a game, comes in at 1-2 on the season in this non-conference matchup. Braves shooting just 40% from outside, from the two-point area, 35% from the three-point line, and 58% from the foul line. That actually is a little bit better after the Jersey Shore game on Tuesday night, when it looked like the Braves in the first half were just having trouble hitting the bottom of the net. They actually were about a 50% free throw shooting team in the first half, and actually were a little bit over 50% by the end of the game. So it actually improved a little bit, and that improved their overall free throw shooting.
Yeah, they certainly had a lot of opportunities, 32 times to go to the charity stripe on Tuesday night, and they made 20 of them.
That is an awful lot of free throws right now that they were going through here in the first half. So we've got about a minute to go here in the pregame. So what is going on? You got to explain to me what's going on. Because the head official just came over to ask
I'm telling you right now, my wife makes this excellent Chex Mix, as you know.
There is the excellent is an understatement.
Dave McDermott showed him. I gave him some, and now Todd Steese comes over, and he wants some. And luckily, I have one bag left, so. Oh, well, honey, looks like you're going to have to make some more Chex Mix.
It's really good Chex Mix. You know, it's interesting when the official actually stops, you know, the pregame festivities to find out about the Chex Mix.
Well, he better do a good job. I mean, he's not getting anything.
That's how good this Chex Mix is. It stops basketball.
It's got like 15 different ingredients.
It does. You know how long that Chex Mix lasts when you give it to me?
Not long.
Usually about the night you give it to me.
If Daniel finds it, it won't last at all.
Which do you think lasts longer, the Chex Mix or the Weekender bag of Middlesworth?
Probably the Middlesworth.
No, your Chex Mix lasts a little bit longer than that.
Okay. Hey, we got the national.
But it's close.
All right.
We'll have the opening tip when we return here on News Radio 1070 WKOK and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Most of us won't need to hire an attorney this week, but for a few of us, something has happened in our lives, and before we can go any further, we need to get sound legal advice. Slavinsky Law Offices can give you options. For over 40 years, they have successfully represented individuals in criminal, DUI, family law, and estate planning. They care what happens to you, and they have the experience to win the toughest cases on your behalf.
You may not need a lawyer this week or even this month, but when you do, call us at Slavinsky Law Offices, 570-374-5575, or on the web at slivlaw.com.
Saving money on your next vehicle is as easy as SMC.
Sunbury Motor Company.
Since 1915, SMC provides total commitment to complete customer satisfaction. Sunbury Motor sells and services new Fords, Lincolns, and Hyundais in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. And new Kias on the Golden Strip in Hummel's Wharf. No one beats Sunbury Motor Company's lowest price promise. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. SMC, a tradition of trust since 1915.
We all have a path in life. Some play on the field. Others prefer jogging along the riverfront or being a weekend warrior. Wherever your path takes you, we will keep you on it. At UPMC Susquehanna, our top-rated orthopedic team, sports medicine specialists, and rehabilitation professionals are the team behind the team. Call 570-321-2020.
Come into W&L Subaru and help us celebrate the Subaru Share to Love event going on now through January 2nd.
For every new car purchased or leased, Subaru will donate $250 to those in need.
Another great reason to come into W&L Subaru, we have financing as low as 0% for up to 72 months on select models. Come out and make a difference at W&L Subaru on Route 11 in Northumberland or online at WNLSubaru.com.
Finance offer on 2019 Subaru Outback models ends on December 31st. Well-qualified applicants only. See W&L Subaru for complete details.
And we're already starting to get some questions regarding Chief Mix. Chief Mix not available for sale at this moment.
No, it's not.
But it could be.
I'm telling you, not only does it take a long time to make, but it's expensive. It has. Well, first of all, there's cashews, peanuts, almonds, pecans. All right.
Or are they pecans?
Pecans. Six different types of cereal. Sesame sticks. The little... bagelettes, all right, the garlic bagelettes.
Oh, yeah. They're
and, of course, the mini pretzels.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff in it. And if you've ever heard of puffin cereal, that gives it a little bit of a sweet, sour taste to it. So, and then, of course, you've got to mix everything together, the oil, the butter, the Worcestershire sauce, all right, the garlic powder, the onion powder. And, of course, don't forget the Lowry salt, okay?
Yeah, after you've eaten the whole bag, you don't want to say hi to somebody right away.
Well, that's not – no. What you don't want to do is get on the scales.
That's also true.
Hey, before we go any further, you know, Ted Anderlevich has been singing the national anthem here as long as we've been here around.
I think
we should – we name everything in this gym for people. We should name that microphone after him.
That's a thought.
The Ted Anderlevich microphone.
The Ted Anderlevich wireless.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah.
So now we've talked about Chex Mix.
Yep.
And we've talked about microphone.
Yep.
I guess we ought to get ready to do a little basketball.
Yeah, we should. We've also discussed colors.
Yes, we have.
It's been a very educational broadcast here tonight.
And we forgot to say that the Shikellamy JVs defeated the Lords JVs tonight in the preliminary game.
I actually did that when you were
having
conversations.
Because I was talking to Thomas Schultz's grandmother, who is a good friend. Nice lady.
While we have a few seconds, though, we will tell you that if you miss any of the high school broadcasts, wrestling and Shikellamy, they will be available via podcast. Go to WKOK.com, click on air, and you'll see the WKOK podcast. You'll be able to scan through all of our podcasts right there. You can also get them on Google Play or on Apple Podcast. And the only change, we did have the lineup correct. It'll be Mercado, Meniere, Long, Luciano, and Blasius. It'll be Timko, Schultz, Reese, Clembera, and Sandry.
You know, Thomas Schultz is getting close to 2,000 points in his high school
that
career.
That is unbelievable.
And the kid's going to Vanderbilt to pitch, all right? I mean, he's going to Nashville, all right? He's going to Music City, and he's basically been playing baseball his whole life, pitched in Yankee Stadium. He's been out in Arizona. He's been out in California, down in Florida. And that's why we're hoping that being good friends of his grandmother and his uncle, that we'll have to make a trip down to Vanderbilt.
We can visit. You know, I think he actually got taller.
Well,
he does seem taller than last year.
Again, you look at Thomas out there, and he kind of looks like a man among boys.
He's definitely been in the weight room, too. You can see that. He'll be at the center circle. He'll be joined there by Blasius in a all-red-white trim. He'll tip it back into the backcourt and goes to Timko. Shikalimi in their all-white home uniforms with maroon numerals and navy trim. Blasius tips that as they tried to get it inside to Schultz. Hits the baseline, and it will be last off of Schultz, and it'll be Shikalimi basketball.
Yeah, that's good defense that time. That's going to be a tough assignment for Blasius. And anybody else who has to, they're probably going to, get in front and in back of him, trying to deny him the ball as much as possible. And that time it worked.
2-2-1 press for Lawrence as they bring the, as Shikalimi brings the ball up.
Whoa.
And that time almost a clean steal by Schultz on Meniere. And Schultz thought he did get a clean steal. The official disagreed.
Well, I was close, Kevin, and I thought it was a good steal. But again, who am I?
Gabe Klimbera with the basketball. We'll go over to the left side.
Gabe's on the other team.
That's right, wrong 23. I looked down at the wrong roster. Luciano with the basketball on the left side. He'll find Meniere, then Luciano again. Left side, Meniere. Long into the corner now as the Braves attack the basket to our left. Mercado with it. Sends it down to the right corner to Blasius. Top of the key, Luciano. Left side, in the Meniere, back to Long, back to Meniere, now swinging around the top again.
Yeah, lots of ball movement, but they're going to have to get somebody open, and there finally is a shot.
Meniere for three, no good. Blasius on the backside, rebound, no good. Second and third effort goes out of bounds after it was tapped by Klimbera off of Blasius out of bounds.
Chad with a golden opportunity on the backside of that rebound. I've always called that garbage points, but it's a great place to go. Go the opposite side of where the ball's being shot, especially if it's in the corner. And a lot of times that ball's going to come off. Chad just didn't get a strong putback.
Reese with the basketball has it stolen away. Now 2-on-1. Mercado to Luciano on the left side. Luciano puts it up and in. Shikalimi with an early 2-0 lead. 6 minutes, 35 to go in the first.
Nate Luciano had his coming out party, I thought, up at Jersey Shore. I thought he played such a great game. He ran the team, and he did a good job scoring. Well, that's a nice move there, Kevin. Reverse layup, all right, by Thomas Schultz, all right. And that's pretty hard to stop. Schultz picks up his first bucket tonight.
Yeah, pretty hard to stop might be an understatement. And Schultz that time tips the pass out of bounds. Luciano had a varsity career high 7 in that Jersey Shore loss.
He went hard to the basket a couple of times. But I think the most important thing is that he just did a nice job of running the offense.
Notice a quick, small lineup for the Braves. Long inside now to Blasius. Blasius has
traveled.
He traveled. You're right. It looked like he had it tipped out of his hands, but he traveled with it first.
You know, sometimes when that ball goes out of bounds and the whistle is at the same time, it looks like, it's going to be an out of bounds. But I thought I saw him take an extra step in there, and so did Todd Steese, the official who was running the baseline.
You did indeed. Timko now crosses the line, guarded by Luciano. Left side now with the basketball. Klimbera fires up a three, overshot the basket. Backside rebound by Mercado.
Braves doing a nice job of boxing out, Kevin.
Long bounce pass other side to Blasius. Now near wing three. Nope. Meniere goes in with it and then tries to send it back to Long. Long can't handle it. It goes out of bounds as Darrell Lyles comes in for Blasius.
I think Braden was looking to make that move along the baseline real quick. His man had come out and was going to give it to him. And it's just like in football with the wide receiver. You got to catch the ball first before you make that move downfield. And that's what happened to Braden.
5:30 remaining first period. All tied at 2 now. Timko with the basketball. They'll get it inside for Reese. Turnaround jumper no good. Rebound by Luciano. Lawrence quickly back on defense. They fire it over to
Darrell
Lyles, who loses it out of bounds.
You know, Kevin, I still wonder why we always want the big guy to handle the ball. You know what I'm talking about? I mean, get him in the paint and
get him down.
Don't put him in that situation.
There's a nice drive and a scoop shot by Klimbera, and that makes it 4-2 with 5 to go. Lawrence on top, quickly back the other way. Mercado tries to get it to Lyles. It's tipped by Schultz. Mercado chases it down. Now Lyles has his pocket picked by Sandry. Sandry with a 3-on-2 will lob one up, and a touch and a basket for Schultz. Thought about the alley-oop dunk and then held off a little bit.
Timing wasn't quite there, but boy, what a nice pass. And of course, Schultz on the opposite side. All right, wide open.
Good movement with a basketball that time as they got it to Menier. Menier saw Mercado underneath and gives Shikalimi two as they trail by two now, 6-4, 4:30 to go.
That full court pressure, diagonal passes work all the time, Kevin.
Timko with a basketball over the right side, finds Schultz. He'll put it on the floor. Swinging around to Sandry. Sandry to the foul line. Running one-hander is good. 8-4 now with four minutes to go in the first.
Right terminology there. That was a runner all the way, Kevin.
And there's a steal on the pass in the backcourt. And Sandry lays it up and in with a transition steal bucket.
Just a little bit of quickness there, Kevin. Sandry just out-quicked the Braves guards.
Lyles with the basketball now. Works his way in. Has it tipped out of his hands by Reese. But Reese will draw a whistle.
One of those situations where you reach and you get ball, but you also get your hand across the body of Darrell Lyles, and Jacob Reese picks up his first foul.
Team foul number two for Lourdes. 4:30, make that 4:46 remaining in the first, 10-4 Lourdes. Lyles with the basketball, bounces it for Mercado, who wasn't looking for it. He throws it away to Sandry. Reese now for Lourdes with the basketball. Red Raiders with a 10-4 lead, and Sandry will bring it up.
Well, Todd Hummel sitting next to me, Kevin, just said that's seven turnovers for the Braves already. With 3:26 to go.
Wow.
A lot of those turnovers are because of Schultz being in there, I'm telling you.
Schultz will find flashing in the low box to Embera, and he will come up with two and make it 12-4. In favor of Lourdes, and now that's a 6-0 run.
Well, the big three, Schultz, Klembera, and Sandry with 4 points apiece here in this quarter.
Lyles working his way in, does a nice job of kissing that one off the square. Cuts the lead down now to 12-6 for Lourdes with 2:53 to go in first period.
First time Darrell was successful getting that move made.
Sandry finds Reese, low box, puts it up and in. 14-6 Lourdes now with 2:40 to go in the first. And again, putting the press on. Braves get it across the court. And that steal as they tried to go too far across the court again by Schultz. Dunks it! One hand slam and a timeout for Shikalimi as they trail it by 10 with 2:26 to go in the first.
Well, folks, I use this phrase a lot. That was worth the price of admission.
Yupper.
Thomas Schultz above the rim quite a bit. Not, I wouldn't say his elbow was above the rim, but, you know, halfway between his elbow and his hand when he threw that one down. And give the Braves a little bit of credit there. They didn't try to get in his road. Okay?
Elevation.
Yes, elevation is right. That's Thomas's sixth point here. And that's why he has 2,000 points, or close to 2,000 points. Because he can score from anywhere on the court, and he can dunk.
That he can do.
Yes, he can.
Last one, was it Fanick was the last one in the area to fire in 2,000? Did he get the two?
Yeah, he got the two. 2,000.
2:24 remaining in the first period, 16-6 in favor of the Red Raiders as they go to a 2-3 zone now. Long pass, Luciano gets it, fires it into Lyles. Lyles loses it. Sandry picks it up, brings it back the other way. 10-point lead, deep three, gone! Oh, my! Fired that one up from somewhere around 5:22.
And, you know, I guess we're going to say that Adam Sandry, it doesn't matter where he is, once he gets past half court, you better guard him.
And Long has his pocket picked on the drive by Schultz. Schultz will find Sandry. Sandry off the window and in. And it is 21-6 with a minute 40 to go here in the first period. Lourdes just taking it to Shikalimi.
Another turnover turns into a transition basket, and that's going to be a foul number 22, I believe.
That'll be on Gabe Klembera. It'll be team foul number three. And checking in now for the Braves will be Marshall. Stevens also in for Shikalimi. Marshall coming in now for...
It looks like they're going for a little bit more height inside.
And Luciano now to Stevens. Stevens back to Luciano. Open three. Just a little long, high rebound. Tipped out of bounds. Oh, no. Schultz tips it. Almost out of bounds. Saved by Klimbera. Back to Schultz. Now to Gabe Klimbera. Now to Ty Klimbera. Ty will back off a little bit. Minute 13 to go. Lobs it in for Schultz. Schultz almost under the basket. Yeah. Backs up. Arches his back and puts it in.
That, he arches back because Mercado fouled him, all right? He almost took his legs out from underneath him.
Lyle drives another turnover. In. Lost the basketball. Schultz finds it. He'll lob it up for Ty Klimbera. Tried the alley-oop. No good. Put back by Gabe Klimbera. No good. And Marshall comes up with a loose basketball. Fires it over to Lyles. Tipped out of bounds by Sandry. And right now, Lord's a step ahead of Chickalemme.
Kevin, that was for the entertainment of the fans, that play. They probably could have scored if they would have been a little bit less, if they weren't so unorthodox with it. But let's granted, watch all the college and pro games, and they try to get that alley-oop dunk all the time. So they almost pulled it off again.
Yeah, that was close earlier in the period, too. Timeout, Chickalemme. As Bill Ziegler trying to find some defense right now. It was 10-6, and then the next 13 went on the side of Lords Regional.
The Braves, basically their offense has not begun, Kevin.
It's not gotten a start.
Exactly. And, they're having trouble getting the ball through the first line of defense. A lot of passes around the perimeter, and eventually somebody tries to dribble penetrate, has the ball stolen, or there was a cross-court pass, which is a no-no, all right, especially when you have the quickness and the agility of the Lords team. They'll pick that off. If Thomas Schultz wouldn't have got called for that first foul, he would have three steals right now instead of two. And it's a well-oiled machine, Kevin.
And they are playing very well together. As a matter of fact, I don't know. They've tried to sub. I think they got one sub in.
Hunter Reed is now in.
That's the second sub that they've gotten in. So 45 seconds remaining in the period. Chickalemme with the basketball. Stevens will give it off to Marshall. Marshall to Lyles. Lyles lost it. Reed got the ball. Now gives it to Schultz. Left side now Ty Klimbera. Into the far corner, Timko. That one no good for three. Here comes a two-on-two with Manier. Manier looking for Lyles. Lyles lost it, got it, and chased it all the way down to the sideline and got control back. Van Kirk with the basketball now finds Lyles again. Back out to the left side to Van Kirk. 13 seconds to go at the foul line, Stevens. Right side three, Manier long. Tip around, and Marshall had it for a second, lost it. Now it's in the hands of Reed. Reed gets tied up by Marshall. Jump ball with 2.1 to go.
Chickalemme's ball.
Yeah, that's a jump ball that kind of really benefits Lords now because they'll start the second period with the ball. 2.1, it's got to be almost a catch and shoot. And they'll inbound right into the hands of Ty Klimbera, and Klimbera will just hold the basketball, and that will do it. For the first period of play, Lords Regional has jumped out to a big early lead, 23-6 over Chickalemme. You're listening to Braves Basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Mark and Troy here at Zimmerman Motors. Holiday Cash was a great success. We're extending it to the end of the year. You get $500 back on every in-stock car or truck you purchase.
Now you have till Monday, December 31st. Everyone that purchases gets $500 holiday cash.
We have discounts on new cars and trucks up to $10,600. And remember, if your credit score is below 620, we have a program to get you the credit you deserve.
So come in and see why people have been coming from all over the region to Zimmerman's Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram in Sunbury and experience what we call the Zimmerman difference. Call 570-988-JEEP or visit us online at ZimmermanJeep.com.
Coming up after our broadcast, we'll send you to Thursday Night Football. It's the Chiefs and the Chargers. That's coming up on Thursday Night Football here on WKOK, immediately following our broadcast tonight.
Who are the Chargers playing?
The Los Angeles Chiefs. Or the Kansas City Chiefs. I was so focused on calling them the Los Angeles Chargers.
That bothers me. San Diego. It's got to be San Diego. Allworth. All right. John Hadel.
Yeah. It takes a little bit to get used to. But, hey, we'll be calling them the Vegas Raiders soon enough. Not them, but And Marshall has a steal, gets control of it, lobs it for Lyles, and Lyles puts it in.
That's a great pass by Davis Marshall. He couldn't have thrown it any better, Kevin. And, of course, he just left Darrell run underneath it, and Darrell was ahead of the red people from Lords and made the layup.
Lords with the basketball. Sandry has it. Now he'll give it off right side to Hunter Reed. Reed now to Schultz. Schultz finds Ty Klimbera. Back to the left wing to Timko. Timko puts it on the floor. He'll find Sandry. Sandry gets to Schultz in the paint. He'll back it out to Reed. Now back to Sandry. Sandry swings it around. Top of the key, Schultz. He'll work his way in. Pass it left side, Timko. Top of the key, Sandry. Bang! Wow, they worked that three-point shot three different times before they finally got it and then added to the lead 26-8.
And, you know, nobody basically got in Adams' face either, and that's his second three. He's got 12 points already, Kevin, in this game.
12 of the 26. He's outscoring Shikellamie all by himself. Braves with only eight here with 6:40 to go in the half. Van Kirk with a basketball and a whistle underneath 3 seconds against Marshall.
You know, it's 26-8, and you call 3 seconds. I don't know. I mean, he was not. I guess being a big guy and playing in the paint, it wasn't like he wasn't camping in there waiting for the ball. You know, good officials say, "Hey, keep moving, number 52," and you know, try to not have to make that call.
Well, maybe he did, and he didn't listen. There's a long pass that is stolen away by Meniere and a reach-in foul.
Kevin, kids always listen.
Yeah.
Just think of your son.
6:27 remaining.
Daniel, if you're listening, and you probably aren't, all right, I apologize for that remark. Well, Dylan Stevens has been in the game now. Dylan had a nice game up at Jersey Shore, 15 points. You know, they got to get the ball in his hands and let him take a couple of shots like that one right there.
He's got it there. Came up a little short. Lyles with the putback off the left side. Gets it. Now the Braves in double figures now with 6:05 remaining in the half, 26-10. But pecking away at that lead of 16.
Darrell did a nice job of moving towards the rebound. He came from the opposite side to get it. And, of course, you know, just put it right back up.
Bounce pass inside for Jacob Reese. That bounces around and finally drops through.
That was not good defense that time, Kevin. You know, drop step by Reese, and he's inside. Nobody should ever be able to drop step when you're in the low box like that. You got to protect, stay between that man and the basket.
More 2-3 zone, maybe because of the play from last night and having another game. And well, now, that was Van Pelt.
It was tapped in by 54, but I think you're going to have to give it to Van Kirk.
Or Van Kirk, rather, is the last one to actually tip it.
That's who they gave it to.
And for Shikellamie, but you're right. Reed put it in the basket
Hunter
for
Reed
the
Braves. For Lords.
Sandry with the basketball now with 5:10 remaining and a 28-12. Lead for Lords Regional. Lane come back with the basketball and now gives it off. And we'll send it to Timko. Timko drives the lane, misses the shot. Lyles with the rebound. Lyles to Van Kirk. Van Kirk to Stevens. Stevens will work his way in, find Lyles. One-hander, rattles around but doesn't drop down. Lyles gets his own rebound. No. Third time for Lyles off the window and in, and he'll go to the line.
Well, Darrell was, I said him. A big guy on a mission there. He just kept getting that ball up on the glass. And, you know, I've often said Darrell does not bring the ball down. He's up as quickly as he comes down with his feet. And that helped him to pick up that basket. And number 22, Gabe Klimbera, picks up his second foul.
Marshall and also checking out will be Van Kirk. Blacious and Long coming in for Shikellamie. And Lyles will take the first shot and the only shot and make that shot. Three-point play. Now cuts the lead down to 13.
Both teams are shooting 100% from the foul line, Kevin, because that was the first foul shot for either team.
And that's a good night.
Oh, we're going to get another one here.
Ty Klimbera driving in, goes hard to the floor, misses the shot. But as you said, we'll go to the line to shoot a pair.
Braden Long's going to pick up that foul.
That'll be team foul number one on Shikellamie. And the Braves trail at 28-15 with 4:32 remaining here in the half. LeBaron, 81% free throw shooter, misses the first.
Well, he didn't waste any time with that, didn't he? It's like one dribble and up it went.
Yeah.
Some guys, you know, people have different philosophies about shooting foul shots. This time he took a little bit longer.
That one, successful.
Okay, two bounces and he makes it, one bounce and he doesn't make
it. And a reach-in foul as Menier was bringing it up quickly. This one is going to be on Ty Klembera, his first, team sixth. So now Shigalimi will be in the 1-1 from here on out with 4:29 remaining in the half. Menier with a basketball. Not along, Blacius underneath the Lyles. Lyles works his way to the bucket and does a nice job of taking advantage of the mismatch with the 5'10 Rees.
They have not found an answer for Durrell right now because they don't have their biggest guy on him. And Durrell's doing a nice job of finding the basketball. I should say the basketball finding him.
Yeah.
And he's got 11 points right now, Kevin.
Rees will come out. Sandry will come back in. So that's mean likely Schultz will be back on Lyles on the defensive side.
Well, he should be, but, you know, are they playing, you know, defensive?
And you're right, Sandry is a center. Rees is a center. We were talking about that earlier. Three-point play from the far side by Gabe Klembera, no good.
Nice box out by Chad Blacius to get that rebound.
He will get that rebound and give it off now to Menier. Menier off the window, no good. Lyles gets it over the back call.
Well, that time Thomas Schultz was basically boxing Durrell out, and Durrell picks up his first foul.
Team foul number two, Shikalimi down 12 now, 29-17, mounting a little bit of a comeback with 3:46 to go here in the first half.
Well, I think the initial blitzkrieg of Lords is over.
Backed off a little
Braves,
bit.
Braves are playing a little bit better basketball.
Nice steal that time, and coming back the other way with it is Long. Long will find Menier. Menier too short with the shot. Rebound by Hunter Reed.
That pass should have been made a little bit sooner. It didn't give Nathan a lot of time to get that ball and put it in. He had to go under the basket.
Schultz has it. Starts in. Finds Gabe Klembera in the far corner. They'll reset the offense with Ty. Ty Klembera out of the foul line and a blocking foul. This might be on Blacius.
I think it will be on Chad.
And it is.
Braves only with their 13th foul. That Lords quite a few fouls away from getting into the one-on-one situation.
Menier will come out of the game now. Checking in will be Luciano. Sandry with the basketball into the far corner. Ty Klembera, three, got it. That is his first three of the night. Makes it 32-17, 2:58 to go. Lords leading it here right before half.
But he does have 8 points, Kevin.
Feed in the paint. Delisle's too long. Back iron coming down with it is Reed. A lot of red shirts underneath the basket. Ty Klembera now with the basketball. Gives it off to Schultz. Back to Ty. Ty backs up from the foul line. Send it over to the far corner for a long two. That one no good. Rebound by Blacius. He finds Lyles with a 2-on-3. Tries to get it to Mercado. Mercado's not that tall.
Again, I keep repeating this. Get the ball in the hands of the guards.
32-17, 2:28 remaining here in the half. Lords Regional leading Shikalimi. Ty Klembera with the basketball, moves to the right wing. Takes the jumper from just inside the paint, a little bit short. Tip controlled by Long. Long will bring it back down with a 3-on-3, left side. Mercado into the corner now finds Lyles on the near wing. In the far corner, it's Blacius moving into the low box, takes the jumper and makes it.
Kevin, stop and think for a second. If the Braves would have made a couple of those baskets after the steals, this would be like maybe an 8-point game, a 6-point game.
Instead, right now it's 13, and here comes a three that's a little bit long by Gabe Klembera, a whistle underneath.
Is it going to be on
Blacius?
I think it might be on Durrell. No, 44. That would be on Chad Blacius. That's two on Chad.
Timko coming in now, and he'll come in for Hunter Reed.
I thought Hunter Reed did a nice job. I mean, you know, he came in and played a big position in there.
Wow. I'll tell you what. There, yeah. They quickly got that into Schultz. Schultz, Lyles never saw Schultz get the basketball. He backed right up, put it up and in. 34-19, Lords on top.
You're not going to push Thomas Schultz out.
Long with a quick three. That one no good. Blasius can't get it. Schultz slaps it down. Has a three-on-three. Stops at the foul line. Almost traveled with that. In the cylinder, back out. Long comes up with the basketball. Goes the other way with a three-on-three. Long over to Luciano for three. Just a little bit long himself. And then that one goes out of bounds as Lyles tries to chase it down.
That was exactly the right situation. Get the ball in the middle of the paint. Draw everybody in. Kicked it out to the corner. Unfortunately, Nate couldn't knock that shot down. The Braves get a shooter like that, and you know, just think about how many times it's going to get you back into a basketball game.
Absolutely.
Dribble, penetrate, kick it out, hit the three.
Braves trying to trap there, and Long tips it out of the hands of Ty Klempera, but will commit foul number.
That'll be two for him now.
Five,
Kevin.
I believe.
Five on the Braves, foul number two on Braden Long.
Minute five to go, 34-19. Actually, team foul number four, I correct that.
They must have put that foul up, because it was four right after the whistle. And yeah. Maybe they didn't put it up yet. You never know.
Actually, they said it was out. They said it was out of bounds.
Oh, really? No foul. Okay, yeah. So it wasn't a foul on Braden.
And there's the putback by Klembera on the shot. That one does end up going for Gabe Klembera, and a whistle. And the foul is going to be on.
Warning.
Oh,
it's a
warning on Gabe Klembera.
You can't. You got it. You got it. Don't touch the basketball.
Delay by touching the basketball after it went through.
They'll probably give him 15 yards on the kickoff.
You get the option of taking it on the kickoff. 36-19, Shikellamy trailing Lawrence with 30 seconds remaining. They work the ball around into the low box to Lyles. He draws a crowd.
Yeah.
Schultz tips it out of his hands. Here comes Ty Klembera. Finds Schultz, white right hand, right side, right through.
Well, Thomas Schultz with his 12-point, you know, that fast break made everything look easy.
Lyles quickly tries to answer back the other direction. Can't get it to go. Now Sandry to Schultz. Schultz catch and shoot in midair.
Wow.
Got another one. It's 40-19 with 6 seconds remaining. Here comes Stevens. Mercado far side driving in off the window. No good. Tip out is going to end the first period of play. After the first period and a very quick last 30 seconds, it's Lawrence Regional leading Shikellamy 40-19 at the half. You're listening to Braves Basketball on WKOK and on WKOK.com.
Ad One Advertising and Design supports Shikellamy Winter Sports and your team too. Listen up, teams of all ages and sizes. Ad One has your apparel just waiting to take you to the next level. Shirts, unis, warm-ups, and more. Booster clubs? Yeah, we've got your swag too. Tees, hoodies, hats, whatever. Tell your coach and parents clubs Ad One will put your logo on it. Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, New Era, just to name a few. You look good. Logoed by Ad One Advertising and Design, Sunbury. 570-286-1111 or online. MyPromotionalNeeds.com.
You know the old saying, you never know what you have till it's gone. Now think about your appliances. You expect them to be there washing your clothes, doing the dishes, but when they break down, you begin to wonder what you'll do without them. Don't panic. See APW instead. They carry all kinds of parts from small to large for every name and every type of appliance. If the part you need is not in stock, they'll gladly order it for you. Save money, fix it yourself so your life and your appliances can keep humming along. APW located on the rear of Market Street in Sunbury. You're always covered with APW.
I can still remember the kids rolling around on that comfortable living room carpet.
Remember when they were babies, they'd bang those pots and pans on the kitchen tile?
I still remember the sounds of soccer and baseball cleats running on those hardwoods, and you yelling, "Leave the shoes outside!"
These floors have seen a lot, and they still look so good. They've got some good years left on them.
Just like we do, honey. Right?
You bet, my dear, you bet.
Carpet Man in Milton.
Flooring for life.
Oh, what do you get someone that has everything? What if they don't like the color, the size, the style? I was so confused last year. Not this year. I'm buying my friends and family gift cards from Garfield's Restaurant and Pub. Purchase $25 in gift cards and receive a $5 gift card free. And the more you purchase in gift cards, the more you get free. And I like free. Plus, they have a delicious $10.99 steak special in November through December. Quench your thirst and wash it all down with a refreshing cold Dr. Pepper. Catering is available, too, for your next holiday or party. It's always great times, great taste at Garfield's Restaurant and Pub in the Susquehanna Valley Mall or online at garfields.net.
Growing up in the construction business, my dad always taught us that quality wasn't just a word that you throw around, it was a way of life. When you choose quality, you'll get what you pay for. That's how I've always felt working with Glick's here in central Pennsylvania. The garage doors they offer are high quality and their installers do a fantastic job. If you're looking for a quality garage door, then Glick's should be your first call. I'm Todd Ross and I'm happy to recommend Glick's.
Halftime here at the Phil Lockoff Gymnasium in the Shikellamy Fieldhouse. And Lawrence Regional with a 40-19 lead. Braves almost got it down to single digits there midway through the period, and then kind of things got a little out of hand, and the Braves were not able to keep the run and gun going and convert at the other end.
Well, Todd Hummel, who does, I think, a fantastic job of reporting all sports for the Daily Item, you know, when he sits next to me, you know, we were talking about that, and he said, I thought the Braves played very well in the second quarter, and I think we agree with that.
Oh, absolutely.
The big problem was they would stop or steal Lords from getting a basket, and they would not convert at the other end. And Darrell Lyles played very well in that second quarter. He had 9 of his 11 points, and a lot of times just working around inside the paint, getting the ball and pivoting and putting the ball in the basket. And Todd said, you know, I think he got a little tired there. And I think he was right because, you know, you can tell when a player gets tired. They start to drift a little bit farther away from inside there. But Braves, like I said, it was that initial bombing that took place after the score was 10-6, and Lords went up 23-6 just like that before the Braves knew it hit them.
Well, and that's the thing that hurts, is when you're down 23-6 going into the second period, that's an awful big hill to have to climb, and especially with Thomas Schultz leading the way with 14 points.
Well, look at the big three for Lords. Schultz, who really didn't have – he had like 8 points, all right, with about 4 minutes to go in the half, and he got a couple of nice passes they really weren't alley-oops with dunks, but they were alley-oops, and he put the ball in the basket.
Absolutely.
He has 14. Adam Sandry with 2 threes, 12 points, and Ty Klumbera, 8. So there you've got the big three, the kids that were a big part of last year's run to the state championship finals, and they have, if you count them up, they've got 34 points.
Well, let's take a look at this. Schultz averages 12 a game. He's already got 14.
Only 12? I thought he was 19.
Oh, no, maybe I wrote it down wrong. Now you got me thinking.
I think he's like 19.
You're right. I'm sorry. I did write it down wrong. So, still, he's over halfway there.
Yes.
You know, Klumbera averages 20 a game right now. He's a little bit under average, but not much. And then Sandry normally gets about 10 a game.
He's at 12.
And he's at 12.
So he's compensating for the fact that Klumbera's two behind being halfway there at halftime for his average.
Give or take. But the big problem is for Shikellamy, other than Darrell Lyles, they really have nobody scoring right now.
Well, Darrell has 11 points, and nobody else has more than one basket. Mercado and Luciano and Van Kirk and Blasius all have a bucket. And we can't even give Van Kirk full credit for his because it was knocked in, actually, by Hunter Reed from Lourdes as he tapped it high. But
that's true.
It's right after Jared had tapped it himself, so he got credit for it. And those things happen if you're not trying to grab the basketball, if you're swatting at it. Once in a while, if you're on defense, you swat it right back into the opposing team's bucket.
Well, once again tonight, we'll have Thursday night football that will immediately follow our broadcast. It's the L.A. Chargers taking on Kansas City. The kickoff, I believe, is set for about 7, I think it's 8:30, actually, or 8:20. So we're going to be pretty close to you know, getting it not far into the first period, or first quarter anyway.
You think about what Kansas City's done. They lost the leading rusher, all right? And I'm trying to think of the one wide receiver that's always hurt.
Well, but the one thing that Eagles fans are waiting for is they're waiting for Andy Reid to mismanage time in a big game.
Okay.
you know, time management has been an issue for Andy Reid over the years.
And, you got to like Andy Reid,
well,
though.
I'm not saying I don't. I just say in key situations over the years, he has had issues with time management.
Yeah.
So, and I think it's cost the Eagles, and I think it's cost the Chiefs a couple of times.
I have issues with time management, too. There's times when I don't want to do anything.
I got no time, and I can't manage it when I do.
Exactly.
Well, coming up this weekend, now tomorrow night, we'll have CBS Sports Radio for you, but then on Saturday, it's a triple header. It starts off with the Shikellamy Braves traveling to Minersville. That'll be at following CBS News at 1 p.m. Then we'll take you to the Meadowlands at 4, where Houston takes on the New York Giants, followed by Cleveland at Denver, as we bring you a Saturday NFL doubleheader for this week and also next week as well.
I wonder if when they originally scheduled those games, if they thought those teams would have had the records that they have now. Although Cleveland is more exciting now since they have Mayfield, right?
Well, maybe.
Maybe.
they're at least interesting now. We'll put it that way.
That's true. Hey, let's let's completely change the subject. And let's talk about the Phillies signing McCutchen.
Yeah,
right?
I'm not sure about that yet.
They did a good job getting the shortstop from Seattle. And they also got rid of Santana, so now Hoskins can come play first base. I heard, well, I seen it, all right?
Uh-huh.
You know, I have a few. This is a move to get Harper, too.
Well, that's the one I'm waiting for. We'll have to see. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is Shikellamy Braves basketball.
It's Sports Talk, where your voice counts. The Steve Jones Show, weekdays from 3 to 5 on News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and online at WKOK.com.
And that's the man that we'll have a lot more to talk about with the Phillies here in the coming weeks.
Yeah.
And, of course, a pretty big game coming up on January 1st, too. Second half coming up here on WKOK.
The coolest place to warm up this winter, Little Addie's Cafe, Market Street, Sunbury. Little Addie's is a trendy, relaxing coffee shop. Innovative seasonal drink flavors, plus mochas, lattes, fresh ground coffee, all handcrafted and made to order. Little Addie's has a full breakfast and lunch menu, too, to help upgrade your day. Check out the weekly specials, including Addie's homemade soups to warm you up. Little Addie's Cafe, Market Street, Sunbury. Find them on Facebook or stop by to be greeted with a smile. Little Addie's Cafe, Market Street, Sunbury. Open Tuesday through Sunday.
Murray Motors Chevrolet has everything a dealership should have, from an experienced sales department, body shop, parts, and of course, full service department, with easy, convenient drive up and drop off. Murray Motors Chevrolet has a bigger selection of new Chevrolets in stock, backed by a lifetime powertrain warranty on the engine and transmission. And you always get the Murray Motors price match guarantee. Online at murraychevy.com. Murray Motors Chevrolet, still a half a mile south of Susquehanna Valley Mall, Sealands Grove.
The appliance pros at Peters care about your safety. Make sure you disconnect your clothes dryer vent twice a year and check for blockage. If your dryer can't vent properly, dangerously flammable lint can build up inside your vent and inside your dryer, causing poor drying performance and can be a fire hazard. See the appliance pros at Peters for more helpful appliance tips. Remember, when it's time to purchase your next appliance, see the experts at Peters. Building or remodeling, let Peters put together your perfect appliance package. Peters Home Appliance Center, Sunbury.
For nearly 100 years, Purdy Insurance has been your locally owned, family-operated source for insurance products. With a staff of over 20 and partnerships with some of the industry's most trusted companies, Purdy has the experience and resources to get the job done. Whether you need personal, home, and auto, or complex business insurance solutions, Purdy will help you navigate through the process. Call today at 570-286-5855, or better yet, stop in their Sunbury office to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
Shikellamy gets the ball to start things off. Try a three-pointer from the far wing on the right basket to our right. Comes up a little short. Lords will have the basketball once again. It'll be the Red Raiders with it. At the top of the key, Sandry. Now to Schultz. It is Timko, Schultz, Reese, Ty Klimbera, and Sandry. Timko will have the basketball now. Raves will go with Long, Meniere, Luciano, and Lyles. And Mercado. Bounce pass in for Tyclyn Barrett. Gives it to Schultz, and Schultz will lay it off the window.
Well, he just took Darrell Lyles, got a step on him, and went down the middle, and they got the pass to him, and it was an easy bucket for a 16th. Boys, there's a pass.
To nowhere.
To nowhere.
Actually, to Donnie Leitzel on the bench, but he's not an active player. And the look on Leitzel's face explains everything. You know,
Todd said he was open.
Leitzel
was open.
He was.
Okay.
42-19, 6:45 to go. Three-pointer left side by Klimbera, no good. Tyclyn Barrett's shot missed. Nate Menear will have it. They'll bring it up the far side now. Find Lyles. Lyles will work his way on Schultz. Fight his way in. Schultz picked his pocket. It is a three-on-three. They'll lob it to Sandry. Sandry will take the jump shot. No good. This time it's going to go to Long. Long with a one-on-one. Now he gets a little bit of minus on that as Sandry comes in.
That's a great spin move for the layup.
Yeah.
He just had too much
English
on it when he made the layup. So, and then he went over and almost got the rebound on the opposite side.
Well, he was looking for a little bit of help, and he had the one-on-one, and then it became a one-on-two. 42-19, Lords with the basketball. Schultz will send it inside to Reese. Reese will kick it out. Sandry, far side, three, hit it.
Well, that's Adam Sandry's third tray, Kevin. And he's hit him from all different positions, okay? Foul line extended on either side and now from the right corner.
Long got a pretty good shove there from Timko. And that will be whistle number one here in the third period. 45-19, Shikalimi.
Garrett
trailing.
Timko has been a little quiet on the offensive end, Kevin. He hasn't scored yet. I don't think he's taken a shot.
He doesn't normally score a ton of points. Has a lot of assists, though. There's a shot by Long from the high box. No good. Rebound Schultz. Schultz will send it off. Driving in Sandry. That one isn't any good. But Schultz gets the tip in and puts another two in his column.
Good things happen if you're a big guy and you run the court, Kevin. He made the long pass and just followed the pass down and got the offensive board and tapped it back in for point number 18.
You know, the Braves looking to get on the board here in the period. They have not done it as of yet. Long can't hang on to that one. Schultz could make this one a 30-point game. Feeds it to Sandry, and Sandry can't hang on. It was tipped out of bounds off of Sandry. It'll be Shikalimi basketball as Elliot Dobson comes in for Lords, and checking in for the Braves will be Chad Blacius. Lyles will come out, and Reese will come
out. I was going to say Elliot Dobson played some of the JV game,
but
in fact
he played the whole game.
Because they only had five kids that dressed tonight for the JV game.
He played it from beginning to end. 2-3 zone now is where Lords will set up. They'll find Luciano on the right wing, attacking the basket to our right, looking for their first points of the period here, 3 minutes in. Here comes Menear. Menear will find Long. Long will get fouled and get the first two of the second half. And he'll have another opportunity to make it a three-point play.
That was a nice job by Nathan Menear. A little dribble penetration down the right side. Went up like he was going to take the jump shot. Braden Long just stepped in on the low box on the opposite side. Got good position on the defender. And a good pass from Nate to give him an assist. And Braden makes the bucket.
Long has struggled from the line, a 46% free throw shooter here on the young year, and will make that one.
The Braves shooting 100% tonight, Kevin, from the line. They're 2-for-2.
Hunter Reed will check in now for Timko. Lords now leading at 47-22 with 4:50 to go in the third period.
Well, you know, the Red Raiders are going to have to get some kids ready to play games. Get more than like the starting five. And plus,
they're going to need help along the way. Here's a steal by Mercado on the pass from Schultz. Mercado has it rejected by Schultz into the number nine exit.
You got to give Ulysses a lot of credit.
He took it to the bucket.
He challenged him,
Yep. He was not intimidated.
He might be now, but he wasn't then.
Schultz tries to steal it away from Luciano. Pass tipped. Luciano gets it through the tip and then to Menear. Menear underneath. They'll swing it around to the top of the key. Now Mercado will work it in. Now to the near wing, Menear. Far wing, Luciano. Three, no good. Mercado with a rebound. Now Menear for the foul line. Has his shot stuffed by Reed. Loose ball. Sent out to Ty Klimbera. Klimbera fouled by Luciano as he goes too far underneath the basket.
partially because of the foul.
Kevin, there are times that I think that players, when you're playing against Thomas Schultz, forget that he has condor arms, all right? His wingspan is longer than he is tall. And so many times people either, you know, they challenge him or he gets in the passing lanes and makes interceptions that way.
Kyle Snyder, Brantley Osborne, Schultz.
Yeah, there you go.
Those are the three of the longest arms I ever remember seeing.
Exactly.
48-22, making one of two. Mercado for three, drops it out of the rafters a little bit short. Goes right back to Ty Clembera. Clembera will come up, spin move, dish it off to Schultz on the left side. Schultz will put it up and in.
Well, now he's one above his average, Kevin. That's 20. That's a nice, again, they look for him. They make good passes to him. The passes are up high. They're not low. So all he has to do is go up and put it into the basket. He doesn't have to bring it down where it could be intercepted. The kids from Lords, they're smart, all right? You know, they know the game. They understand. I got a kid 6'6". Don't throw it at his waist. Don't throw it at his knees. Get it up above his head.
Another turnover for Shikalemi as Lords will have the basketball. Lyles coming in and Jacob Hernandez also coming in as Lords leads it with 3:25 to go in the third, 50-22. Driving in with the basketball is Gabe Clembera, and he will be fouled, I believe, by Hernandez.
Yeah, Jacob Hernandez is going to pick up the foul. I mean, there's, you know, Gabe Clembera, they gave him the baseline. He challenges him, and of course, he was inside between Hernandez and the basket, so Hernandez had to reach across to try to foul him.
Clembera has not missed a free throw this year and shows why. Barely moved the net.
He's pretty quick with that shot, too.
He is. 51-22. Looking to make this a 30-point game and missed his first one of the year. But Hernandez has his pocket picked, but Ty Clembera, steps on the baseline and turns it right back over. It will be Hernandez inbounding with 3:17 remaining in the third. Luciano now pushes it up against the 2-3 zone. Finds long, back to Luciano. Works his way to the right, now to the left, and finds Mercado. Inside to Lyles. Lyles will back out, now finds long near wing three, too long. Rebound backside, Ty Clembera. Clembera will come up to the foul line, send it underneath to Gabe. Now back to Ty between the circles. Left side, Gabe Clembera.
Nice job by Darrell Lyles to get in front of Thomas Schultz and steal it.
He'll steal the pass, send it to Luciano, who threw that one way above the basket. And it hits the top of the basket. It becomes Lord's basketball.
I think actually the ball hit the baseline, Kevin, you know.
Okay, because I thought it might have hit the top of the bucket or maybe the score or the clock.
I think it when it came down, it was tough to see, but I think it was on the baseline.
So Sandry back in, and this time Jason Novak, the freshman, checking in. Reese now with the basketball. Did that get...
Yeah, Darrell Lyles smacked it right back into his face.
I was going to say, I thought that one came out pretty quick. Here comes Stevens, far wing three, and Dylan hits the three, his first points of the game.
Well, I think that's only the second shot that Dylan's taken. He's a good shot. There's no doubt about it. And they gave him all the time in the world to set his feet and just do a nice job with it. And he made Lords pay for it.
Novak loses a handle on the ball. Stevens comes up with it, and Stevens hacked by Gabe Clembera. Team foul number three for Lords, and Clembera will pick up foul number three, actually.
Well, was it Gabe Clembera?
I'm pretty sure it was.
Well, it's 22. You are right.
It happened in front of me. I could see that.
That is his third one. You're right.
That one happened in front of me. I actually could see one for a change. Lyles gets the feed, takes it sideways to the bucket. It wasn't perfectly set up, but it was effective.
It's not the right technique, but it was effective, if I can say so.
There's off the window, runner. Driving in, Sandry picks up two, 53-27.
If that wouldn't have been at the right angle, that would have been back here at half court. That's how hard the ball went up back against the backboard. So.
And a foul underneath the basket. With 1:29 to go, and this one will be team foul number four, as Hunter Reeves will pick up his second. Timko will come into the game now. He will check in for Sandry. Maneer inbounding underneath his own basket, finds Lyles. Lyles puts it on the floor, draws the foul, and will go to the line. Team foul number five now for Lords Regional.
There are certain out-of-bounds plays under the basket that seem to work all the time, no matter how many times you run them, and that's that case where you have two guys that are they're lined up in a row, and the first guy just steps forward, and the second guy steps behind him, and as Durrell did, and gets the ball, and then usually gets a half-decent shot.
Lyles with the nicest-looking free throw I've seen him shoot all year, a 44% free throw shooter coming in.
The first one he had in the second quarter looked pretty good, too.
And that one looks even better. Three for three. That is a much improved free throw shooting technique.
Have you been working with him on his foul shooting?
That's exactly what
it
was.
I thought so.
Yeah. Reese, well, it's not one of those two hands between the legs type of throws. Yeah.
We got a timeout.
That's the difference. And a timeout indeed by Lords. They're first with a minute 17 remaining in the third, 53-29. Lords Regional leading. And don't forget, coming up after this, Thursday night football here on WKOK.
You know, I was listening to Dan Patrick today. No, I was listening to Steve Jones right before you guys did all your picks.
And the bowl picks.
Now,
yeah.
I can't understand if Steve was being sarcastic, but he said, I have all my work done for tonight. He says, I'm just going to sit down and relax and watch that game. All right, between the Chiefs and
the Chargers. No, he wasn't. He was being serious.
All right, so I because sometimes you don't know.
Well, and because he's been running around a lot with the changeover. The changeover is very difficult when you, and I know this from seeing Doug Birdsong as well do the same thing. When you have all these travel days coming in between basketball and football and then basketball again, and then you throw in a trip to Mexico, he's been really on the move since the beginning of November.
Yeah,
I can understand what he meant by that.
But I feel bad that they had to go to Mexico.
Really,
that was tough on them.
Over the back timeline now, Timko with the basketball on the inbounds. He'll send it to the right side, find Reed. Reed on the right wing. Now to the near wing to Klembera. Gabe will put it on the floor to the foul line. He'll start to drive in. Has it tipped by Hernandez. Hernandez will feed it out now to Lyles. Lyles over to Stevens' right side. No good. And an over-the-back call coming on Hunter Reed. Team foul number six.
Hunter's going to pick up his third foul.
Fourth. Actually, fourth.
He must have picked up one. Anyway.
And now Maneer will inbound the Lyles. Lyles in the left side low box, puts it up and in. 53-31, 52 seconds to go here in the third. Lords Regional leading.
Well, Durrell has 17 points right now, Kelly.
Not a bad night. 17 of 31, I might add. Novak with the basketball. Over to the left wing to Klembera. Gabe will work his way, trying to get clear of Van Kirk, and Van Kirk will draw a whistle for team foul number three.
Yeah, Van Kirk's going to, reached as Gabe Klembera tried to go to his left and picked up the foul. In comes Elliot Dobson again.
Dobson will come in for Reed. Dobson, the junior, at forward. In the backcourt now, Timko with the basketball with 30 seconds remaining in the third. Over to the left side, Gabe Klembera into the corner now, working on Van Kirk. Between the circles, Novak. Novak now gives it to Dobson. Dobson to the top of the key, finds Reese. Now to the right wing to Gabe Klembera with 13 seconds. Near wing, Timko with 10, guarded by Maneer. Now out to Gabe Klembera on the far wing with 5, and a reaching foul on Jared Van Kirk. That will be his second, team foul number four.
Yep.
And that will give Lords a chance to inbound in front of their own bench with 4.1 to go.
Gabe Klembera is just a little too quick for Jared Van Kirk, and he's got to learn to give him a little bit space because, you know, one step when you're playing right up against him, and Klembera is going to go back door here, Kevin.
Yeah, Timko all alone got by Maneer and put it up and in right before the buzzer. And at the end of three, it is Lawrence Regional 55, Shikellamy 31. You're listening to Braves Basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Most of us won't need to hire an attorney this week, but for a few of us, something has happened in our lives, and before we can go any further, we need to get sound legal advice. Slavinsky Law Offices can give you options. For over 40 years, they have successfully represented individuals in criminal, DUI, family law, and estate planning. They care what happens to you, and they have the experience to win the toughest cases on your behalf.
You may not need a lawyer this week or even this month, but when you do, call us at Slavinsky Law Offices, 570-374-5575, or on the web at slivlaw.com.
Final stanza here at the Phil Lockoff Gymnasium in the Shikellamy Fieldhouse. Lawrence Regional leading at 55-31 here, starting the fourth period of play. Getting ready to inbound is Adam Sandry for the Red Raiders.
That didn't take long, did it, Kevin?
What's that?
That go from the third to the fourth quarter.
Well, you were having conversations. That's why it went quick. Wow. Underneath, it's Schultz in the low box, lays it up and in.
Well, you know, somebody should guard the 6'6 guy, especially when he's down low. All right?
He's the one that stands out and stands up. And then Hernandez feet gets the feed and goes by Schultz, and Schultz said, I didn't see him.
You know, as Jacob Hernandez, as the year goes along, this freshman's going to play a lot of varsity basketball, Kevin. I really like what I see with him.
And Schultz in the low box. As it's tipped out of his hands and then tipped out by Lyles into the hands of Stevens. Stevens with a three-on-three finds Lyles
nice
about
pass.
The foul line. He does pass to Hernandez underneath, lays it up and in. 57-35, Shikellamy trailing it.
Well, Jacob with four quick points off of two really nice passes.
Seven minutes to go in the final period.
Nice
Ty Klimbera with a great spin to the left, came up a little short. But then Schultz gets the rebound, puts it up on the left side. 59-35, Lawrence.
Thomas Schultz with 24. All two-point baskets, no shots from the foul line, no threes taken, Kevin.
Hasn't been too many shots from the line in general tonight compared to Tuesday night.
Yeah, Tuesday we had a plethora of fouls.
Lyles, if he would have been from the foul line, would have made it, but he was a step inside. It was too much back iron. Schultz came up with it.
But sometimes when you go up to Jersey Shore, you almost expect there's going to be a lot of foul shooting going on.
Reese with the basketball. Gives it off to Sandry with a step inside the arc for two at the top of the key. No good. Meniere with the loose ball. Picked up. Fed now to Lyles. Lays it up and in. Durrell picks up another big
19
two.
19 for the boy.
Durrell right. has a career-high 27. Averages 16 a game this year. 59-37 in favor of Lawrence Regional. Sandry with the basketball over to the right side. Reese on the far wing, guarded by Lyles. Clear is on the left corner. Sandry in the corner. He will put it on the floor, guarded by Meniere. Ty Klimbera now between the circles with 5:35 to go in the game. He'll scoop shot from the right left side, left hand, no good. Lyles, after a tip around, comes down with it. He's fouled by Reese. That will be team foul number 7 and put Lyles on the line to shoot a 1-1.
It still amazes me that we foul 90 feet from the opposing basket.
And I thought that was team foul number 8.
The officials just didn't realize that it was 1-1 yet.
Is that because our official scorer, Dave McDermott, is not wearing the striped shirt tonight?
Isn't he something?
He laid it out over top.
He just doesn't like to wear that striped shirt.
I think it's because he's got a nice blue button-down collared shirt and a matching blue hat, and I don't think he wants to blow the ensemble.
You're probably right.
Lyles misses the free throw, his first miss of the night. Lords gets it back.
He is one of the fashion statements
he's a fashionista.
In the gym tonight, yeah. Fashion Institute.
Schultz with the basketball. Dave McDermott, fashionista. Reese with the basketball now. Hands it off to Sandry. Sandry will give it back to Reese with 5 minutes to go in the game. 59-37, Lords. Lords trying to take some time off the clock. Finds Schultz there at the foul line on the left side. Now to the right wing to Klimbera. Ty will send it over to Sandry at the top of the key, working on Van Kirk. Now deep three for Ty Clembera, and he puts it up and in. That was at least a foot outside the three-point arc. 62-37, 4:35 to go in the game. Lords up.
And unofficially, I have Ty Clembera with 12 points, Kevin, a little bit off of his average.
Feet inside the Lyles in the baseline. He'll work and work hard on Schultz. Schultz makes him take a shot and miss it, gets his own rebound, and then an amazing fadeaway from about 10 feet puts it in. 62-39. That was effort by Durrell. I got to give him credit.
Yeah, well, Schultz blocked the first time, and the ball went a little bit deeper, and he just went out with it and made the jump shot.
Sandry, turn around, catch and shoot at the top of the key for two. 64-39, halfway through the period, Lords on top.
Sandry with 19.
Left side, Hernandez with a three and a...
Called it for travel.
Travel.
You know, I've been watching a couple of the guards catch the ball out front before they shoot. It looks like they've been, you know, they've been catching and moving their feet. So you let the big guy go out in the corner and you call him for it, all right? Just not fair. The officials are anti-big guy.
Hunter Reed and Gabe Clembera in the game for Timko and also for Reese.
I guess it's because you can see their feet better,
yeah.
The big guys.
Yeah, the size 16s. And that was Hernandez is like, I shouldn't have touched that one because that was a long pass cross court, tipped out of bounds, and nobody was really going to get that one. Now getting ready to look inbound is Sandry. He'll get it back into the near corner. Near
wow.
Wing, Ty Clembera. Oh, my! Lit that one up from around 7 points.
I'm sorry, Kevin, but I shouldn't say anything, but when I saw how far back he was and I saw that arm go up, I thought, this thing's like, let's just shoot from half court. Let's put a dollar in and see who can make it.
That is a good 2 feet back of the NBA line, a three-point line. Stevens fouled. He is fouled by Sandry, team foul number 8, sending Stevens to the line for the first time tonight. A 4-for-5 year so far from the line.
Now he's got a 1-and-1 here, Kevin. Like I said, that first one's so important.
5-for-6.
Remember up at Jersey Shore last night, he got fouled on the three-point shot, and then he made all three.
And he made all three.
And that was a very crucial time in that game.
And that one does not drop. So he is 5-for-7 on the season. 3:15 remaining, 67-40. Lords Regional leading it.
They just missed Schultz coming across the middle.
Long two by Gabe Clembera, and that one was nothing but net.
Well, again, you got to get a hand in his face.
Stevens takes a jump stop and hits it from the foul line. 69-42, 2:50 remaining here in the final stanza for Shikellamy. Lords Regional with the lead. Schultz outside the arc, guarded there by Marshall. Left side, Ty Clembera has that shot blocked by
Hernandez.
Yeah. Yep. Here comes Mercado. Mercado over to Van Kirk. Van Kirk works his way in, has his pass stolen away by Sandry. Sandry with a 3-on-3. Sandry fires one up, forces it no good. Underneath the basket to try and get a shot off is Hunter Reed. And that one gets tied up by 3 Shikellamy Braves and a jump ball Shikellamy ball. Stevens now coming out. Luciano coming in.
Well, you know, Dylan has 6 points here, and I think he's taken 3 shots tonight, Kevin.
Sandry.
He's got a great shot.
Sandry picks Luciano's pocket, takes it off the glass and in. 71-42 with 2 minutes, 5 seconds to go, and Lord's in command. And that pass tipped out of bounds off of Lord's. You know, this might be a little payback for the overtime game last year.
Yeah, I think you're right, Kevin. I really do.
And now they will start to substitute. Guyan comes into the game now. Also coming in. And I do not have a double zero on
the roster. I don't have that one either, Kevin. I couldn't find it on their roster.
On the left side, it's Mercado. Now Van Kirk, Luciano into the near corner. We'll send it into Hernandez. Hernandez with a skyhook almost there and puts it up and in.
Nice job of extending himself, getting it, you know, getting up, getting that ball as high as he can before he laid it over the rim. 6 points for Jacob Hernandez right now.
And out of bounds off of Gabe Klimbera as Mercado does a nice job of almost stealing it away and then forcing him out of bounds. Minute 30 to go. Luciano will come up. Left side, Van Kirk for three, and he gets it off the left wing. That might be his first three of the season.
I think you're right, Kevin. That gives him 5 points on the evening.
71-47 under minute 10 to go. Feed inside to Hunter Reed, no good. Marshall picks up the rebound, gives it out now to Mercado. Mercado tries to find Hernandez and finds door number nine.
What's behind door number nine?
The alley. The parking lot. 103 remaining. Don't forget, as soon as we're done here, we'll send you out to Los Angeles and Kansas City, the Chargers in Kansas City, for Thursday night football. A travel by Dobson as Dobson got the ball and moved the pivot foot with 54.3 remaining, and Lawrence Regional getting ready to improve to 3-1 on the season, while Shikellamy will fall to 1-3. Right side, Van Kirk, Luciano now on the far wing. Hernandez in the far corner. Van Kirk now outside the arc. Tries to go to Marshall on the foul line. Nine steals it away. He'll pick it up. Lobbing out now for Novak. Novak shot no good. Fight for the rebound. Loose ball on the floor. Hernandez comes up with it with 30 seconds to go. He'll send it all the way out to Marshall. Luciano can't get it and save it from out of bounds. It'll be Lords basketball with 24.6 left. 71-47, Lords in command. And we'll bring it up now with 20 seconds on the clock as he'll pass the timeline with 16. And he will just dribble the ball away. And the Braves will not contest and wind off the final 10 seconds on the clock. And with three on the clock, Lawrence Regional will improve to 3-1 on the season. Shikellamy will fall to 1-3. Lawrence Regional with a 71-47 victory over the Shikellamy Braves. We'll have the post-game wrap-up coming up. You're listening to Braves Basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
At Sunbury Motor Company, the letters SMC mean a lot to us. Those letters stand for a tradition of trust since 1915. SMC stand for
selling more cars
and
satisfying more customers.
SMC, it stands for Sunbury Motor Company. And when you need a Ford, Lincoln, Hyundai, or Kia, you have our lowest price promise. Log on to sunburymotors.com to
see more choices
and
save more cash.
And then you can say, start my car. I'll take it.
SMC.
In the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
We all have a path in life. Some play on the field. Others prefer jogging along the riverfront or being a weekend warrior. Wherever your path takes you, we will keep you on it. At UPMC Susquehanna, our top-rated orthopedic team, sports medicine specialists, and rehabilitation professionals are the team behind the team. Call 570-321-2020.
At W&L Subaru, you can lease the all-new 2019 Subaru Outback 2.5i for only $279 per month.
Or lease a Forester for only $259 during the Subaru Share the Love event. For every new car purchased or leased, Subaru will donate $250.
See us off Route 11 in Northumberland or online at WNLSubaru.com.
Lease the 2019 Subaru Outback 2.5i KDV01 for $279 per month with $1,999 down. 2019 Subaru Forester KFB01 for $259 per month with $1,759 down. 36 months, 10,000 miles per year, and zero security due. Offer ends December 31st.
Mark and Troy here at Zimmerman Motors. Holiday Cash was a great success. We're extending it to the end of the year. You get $500 back on every in-stock car or truck you purchase.
Now you have till Monday, December 31st. Everyone that purchases gets $500 Holiday Cash.
We have discounts on new cars and trucks up to $10,600. And remember, if your credit score is below 620, we have a program to get you the credit you deserve.
So come in and see why people have been coming from all over the region to Zimmerman's Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram in Sunbury and experience what we call the Zimmerman difference. Call 570-988-JEEP or visit us online at ZimmermanJeep.com.
Lawrence Regional improves to 3-1 on the season with a 71-47 convincing victory over the Shikellamy Braves. And there's just a lot of weapons on this Lawrence Regional team, Chief.
Well, again, I hate to use the phrase, if you look at the big three, the three from last year that came back, Thomas Schultz led all scorers with 24, never did not go to the foul line once. 12 baskets, mostly from inside. A lot of nice assists from some of the guys as they got him the ball, you know, some alley-oops and some just nice passes, and he finished. And then Adam Sandry with a good evening, probably the highest he's had all year, 21 points, including three threes. And then Ty Clembera with 15, also with three threes. And, you know, we look at Jacob Reese had four and Gabe Clembera with five and Garrett Timko with two. So that runs down the scoring for Lords Regional. Amazingly, they only shot six foul shots and made three of them for 50%. The Braves had one player in double figures. That was Darrell Lyles with 21. And then the two closest players after that were Dylan Stevens and Jacob Hernandez, both coming off the bench to score six apiece. Did not get a lot of points from the rest of the starters. Ulysses Mercado had two. Braden Long had three. Nate Luciano had two. And Chad Blasius had two. So you're looking at, the starters just didn't put the ball in the basket. But a lot of that, I think, can be attributed to that horrendous start they had in that first quarter.
Well, down 23-6 to start everything off. I mean, you look at everything else, they were pretty much right with them, 17-13, 15-12. You know, they hung with them except for that first period. But you're right, the slow start just was
And I forgot, Jared Van Kirk, another player that played in the JV game and came off the bench, had five tonight. So 47 points will win a lot of girls' basketball games. You know, and if you play good defense, you can win with that. But when you allow 71, and let's face it, there were times that Lords, got a lot of kids time because they needed to get some experience and they also had to rest some legs.
Well, they did. They played a very busy tournament weekend and then played last night against Montoursville and then again tonight. 71 tonight. Braves gave up 74 Tuesday night against Jersey Shore. They will be on the road at Minersville, and this will be an interesting matchup. Shikellamy has not played Minersville in over 20 years. I don't think they've played them at all, actually.
I don't remember. And, you know, I said I thought we used to scrimmage them. It wasn't Minersville. It was Mockinoy City.
Mockinoy area is the school, though.
Okay. See, I'm thinking of Mockinoy Joint, which was
right.
The old.
Okay,
you're right.
Yeah.
You are correct. You got to go way back.
I was
going to
say, you're going a little bit further.
Yeah. To go to Dalmatia and Mandate and
Mockinoy
right?
Joint. Yeah. Yeah, that's a little further back.
Yes, you're right.
But again, you know, it'll be an idea. I think this is a really good idea to play this game, especially with the next 2 years of Shikellamy playing along with Selinsgrove Grove in District 11. So for the tournament. So this will give you an idea of what the calls are like in District 11, you know, the officiating, what the basketball's like in District 11. The last time I can remember a non-tournament game or a non-playoff game that Shikellamy played in District 11, I think would have to go back to Pottsville, and that would go back almost 15, 16 years.
A long time ago.
One of Tim Ford's early stints here where they played somebody out of District 11, and that's the one that comes to mind right away at Martz Hall. But, again, good idea. It'll give you an idea what it's going to be like come tournament time if you're lucky enough to get there.
I was thinking we played Hamburg, but that was the girls. The girls played Hamburg.
Right.
You know, so, yeah, there is a lot of things they can benefit from here playing Minersville. So we'll just have to – You know, it's I like the fact that it's an afternoon game, too. Saturday nights,
that's
Saturday
a long
nights,
trip on a Saturday night.
Well, even if it's a home game for you, you know, it kind of messes up your whole weekend.
Yeah, you're worried about finishing up all your shopping, and now you got to make more. Got to make more Chief Mix.
It's not Chief Mix. It's Mrs. Chief Mix.
I know, but it just doesn't have
Did
the
somebody
same.
Somebody really
no offense,
gets in about the
no
Mix.
Offense to Debbie, but it just doesn't have the same ring. Chiefette Mix just
Chief,
doesn't work.
Chief Chex Mix.
Yeah,
I guess. Well, I do a lot of it. I do make.
I know you made some the other day.
The toughest part is getting it all together.
Yeah,
because my wife is very, very meticulous, and I have to go through all the Czech cereal and take out all the broken pieces of wheat, corn, wheat, corn, and rice Czech. You know, so
you have to take them all out.
Oh, I just put the whole pieces in.
Oh, I was gonna say because I like those. You can leave those.
No,
there
is just we just Bill's here.
Bill Ziegler joining us here on the post game. You know, 21 points from Darrell Lyles, got a lot of points in the paint, got him the ball a little bit more often tonight, but it was the first period. Just couldn't find a way to come back from that deficit.
I thought for sure that with them playing last night against Montorzo and us having, you know, a short practice that we would be the team with legs, and it absolutely was not the case at all. So, you know, obviously we have to, you know, study the film and see, is it, you know, lack of conditioning, lack of effort, and maybe it's a combination of both, and we just have to get better at both.
Billy, I thought you kids played well in the second quarter. It just seemed that if we could have converted on the offensive end after we got stopped them or got a steal, it would have got that deficit down even more.
Yeah, and another thing that, you know, it's frustrating as a coach because, you want to do well all the time, and you know I look out there on the court sometimes, and I forget that we have Darrell who played a lot of varsity minutes, and nobody else that has, and it's going to be a little bit of a growing thing, and you can see it out in the court sometimes, and we've talked about our body language, you know, we're having a little bit of a hard time now than when one or two things go wrong, getting through it and move on to the next play. We were starting to pout a little bit and point the finger, and we'll get better as the year goes on.
You know, you mentioned that. When Darrell fouled out Tuesday night at Jersey Shore, you said the guys that were on the court were not varsity players a year ago. And we didn't really think about that at the time, but we were talking about it on the way back. That's something I think we all have to keep in mind with this team. There are a lot of young guys here.
Yeah, there are a lot of young guys. And, you know, Nathan Menear is, you know, with Lucas out, Nathan Menear is our second most experienced player,
right,
who played about 5 minutes a game last year varsity. So, you know, and with our beginning of the year schedule, you know, playing Wyomissing and playing Lords, and then you have Danville and Shamokin coming up too, and going at Minersville and at Jersey Shore, you know, it's a tough growing process.
Yeah, it's such an easy schedule.
And we just talked in the locker room about that, you know, we knew the beginning part of the year is going to be tough. Have to get through it. We'll get better. And then when January comes, I think we're going to be a much different team.
I thought Jacob Hernandez is looking better and better, all right, around the basket. And, you know, again, Dylan Stevens had a nice game up at Jersey Shore. And in the fourth quarter, he had a couple of points here tonight too. So, you know, I told Todd Homo, I said, this isn't going to be the same team we're going to see later on. I would agree with you 100%. I think we're going to get much better.
I just have to keep reminding myself that, you
know, that's hard.
Day in and day out. And, you know, we will get better. And, you know, when the kids went in the locker room and, you know, you want to have a short talk, especially when you lose. And, you know, they all gave me their eyes and they were disappointed. And, you know, when they have that look like they're disappointed they lost, they know they're going to get better and winning matters to them. That's the right attitude. You know, you don't want them to go in and be, you know, a little, you know, ready, not even think about the game.
I'll tell you what. So you don't miss me when I'm walking and you're going to school. I'll have a sign and I'll turn around and say, "We will get better, Bill." And then you'll know who it is, all right?
That will, because sometimes I go in my own world and my wife will sometimes even talk to me. And then I just ignore her because I'm in my basketball world. She goes, "Oh, you're in basketball world now." I'm sorry.
It is. It happens.
And it happens. You know, I'll give the Thomas Schultz credit. Boy, is he a heck of a player. Yeah. And, you know, he runs the floor well and he does everything. And from what I've been told, he's a better baseball player than basketball player. And
that's hard to believe.
You know, he's a I know Thomas because I'm friends with his uncle, but I'm glad I don't have to coach against him anymore.
Yeah, you're right.
Well, that's enough. Thanks.
It'd be nice to watch him play as long as you're not
as long
playing.
As you're not on the other bench.
Yeah. I'll have to go watch him play.
Bill, appreciate the time. Thanks so much, and we'll talk to you on Saturday.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Billy.
Bill Ziegler there joining us for a few moments. Shikellamy Falls to Lords Regional 71-47. Chief, your final thoughts as we get ready to send you to Thursday night football.
I think I'll go with what I said before. I think this will be a much better team as we get after Christmas, as we get through. I just think that a couple of these kids have to realize that, and Coach Ziegler made a great point. You can't sulk when mistakes are made. You got to keep playing, and you got to keep, just move on to the next part of the basketball game. And that's a big part of growing up. Kevin, I remember, and it's a long time ago, but I remember going from ninth grade to junior varsity to varsity, and it was like a whole different world. But once I got there, it didn't seem to be as big of a change once I was there and was playing. All right,
22 games, a long season. We're only not even a quarter of the way into it.
Exactly, and some of these kids are going to be fun to watch. They really are. I guess we were. Sometimes you get spoiled when you have success right at the beginning of the year, and it's always nice maybe not to do so well, but then get better as the year goes along, because then that really shows that you got a group of kids that are improving.
Once again, our final score here from the Phil Lockoff Gymnasium in the Shikellamy Fieldhouse. It was Lords Regional 71, Shikellamy 47. The Red Raiders improved to 3-1 on the season. The Braves will fall to 1-3. They will next be in action Saturday afternoon after CBS News at 1. We'll have it from Minersville here on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with WKOK.com. Coming up next, we'll send you to Thursday Night Football where the Chiefs lead 7-0 over the LA Chargers.
When you think sports, think News Radio 1070 WKOK.